Happy Monday, Brent Linda Q, the good things guy.
Happy Monday, Danny. How's it going?
I mean, it's going. It is going.
I have to ask, how was your birthday weekend in lockdown?
Really, really introspective. I did a lot of thinking about my life, about the next 12 months of it, the last 12 months of it, and whatever the future holds. It was a beautiful space to be in. And without sounding too airy fairy, I'm kind of glad that I spent my birthday in lockdown because without it, I wouldn't be in the headspace that I am right now.
Oh my God, that's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I was hoping that there was going to be something good there, not something absolutely morbid and sad.
No.
I know how much you love birthdays.
Oh, as much as you do.
Both of us, that we're the same people. But I'm quite excited because one day when we are COVID-free and we're able to do semi-normal things again in our new normal, I promise you, we're going to celebrate your birthday.
Yes, and your birthday and Christmases and anniversaries and everything, all of it. And
Everything,
Easter. We
everything,
missed Easter as well. Easter.
everything. We did, actually.
Yeah. So it was good. I did drink too much wine. My last bottle of wine. All gone now. It's done. It's over. But it was worth saving the bottle for something special. And I think I've realized that we should do that more often. We should save those good things for the special things and celebrate the special things, even if that's all by yourself.
I love, love, love that. And I agree with you 1,000,000%. I call it celebrating the small wins. I
Yes.
think that as human beings, we overlook even just like maybe you've had a really good day or, winning on small fronts. We need to celebrate those wins.
And we need to celebrate you, good things, guy, because you, even through lockdown, through the 15,000 weeks that you and I have been social distancing and self-quarantining and you have never dropped the ball once. You have given us good news every day. From the beginning until now, and you've never ever like muddied the waters of the good things. You've always kept it good. Whether it's reporting about the president or the cigarette ban or whatever, you've looked at that from a place of goodness. And I think, if anything, in this time, we need to say shot to you. Thank you, Brent, because you're teaching
Oh
us how to
wow.
do that.
No, man, that's just too I'm just doing my job, Danny. This is my purpose and I'm just fulfilling that. I had an interview with ENCA yesterday, which was quite funny because I'd completely forgotten about it. And I was out on my run. Yesterday I managed to get to a full 10 kilometers, my first 10 kilometer run ever. Ever, which is really crazy. But in the middle of it, I had this my phone ring, and it was a producer from ENCA, and they were like, "Can you please switch on your Skype? We need to do this interview." And I paused my run on my watch, and I kept my buff on, and I literally did the interview mid run, and it was really quite interesting. But in that interview, I was asked the question of, "Has it been difficult to find good news stories over this time?" And the answer is no, because during tragedies, during really hard times, there are always helpers, and I call them the helpers, and those are the heroes that we need to be celebrating. And I can tell you this, Dan, there are so many good people in South Africa that are doing the most amazing, epic work, and I'm very thankful for those helpers because they are really heroes, and I'm appreciative that I can tell their stories.
Well, let's talk about some of these stories. All of the stories, obviously, you can get on goodthingsguy.com. But I want to talk about a story that I know is super close to your heart because this story has made you cry. The 16-day-old baby who needed a heart operation. Can you imagine in the middle of a COVID pandemic, your brand new little life? They've just arrived and now they need a heart operation. I can't even begin to imagine.
It was such a tragic story, and I had a friend contact me on Thursday. She'd been sent the story, and she just didn't know what to do with it. So she contacted me and she said to me, Brent, is there any way you can help? This 16-day-old baby has only got a couple of hours to live. So what had happened was she was born with a pulmonary atresia with hyperplastic pulmonary arteries, which is a heart problem. She had a really big heart problem.
Okay.
She was born in a public hospital. Parents didn't have medical aid. But when she was born, her grandparents, when they found out about this problem, the grandparents were like, they can come onto our medical aid. They contacted the medical aid provider. And the medical aid provider said, yes, she can come onto your medical aid, but only in August. Yeah. So, you know, all of a sudden you're going, what do I do? This baby needs this operation. Let's sort of work with the public hospitals. The public hospital felt that the operation wouldn't have saved her. So they had said they weren't going to do the operation. So the family started to try raise some money. Okay. On her 16th day of being alive, they had almost reached 200,000 rand, which they needed R500,000, so another 300,000 rand to get the operation done. And that wasn't for the operation. The doctors at Sunninghill Hospital had offered to do the operation for free.
Oh.
So this is all just the most amazing story. And on that 16th day, the public hospital took her off her medication and the machines and put her in her mother's arms and said to her mother, spend the last few hours with your daughter. There is nothing else we can do for her. We then received this story. It must have been at about 5 or 6 o'clock on Thursday evening. And I wrote it with the intention of trying to raise that 300,000 rand that was needed so we could get this baby into the Sunninghill Hospital, which had agreed to do the operation.
Yeah.
And in the space of an hour, the medical aid got tagged many times on the story and in the comment section of social media. And they changed their decision. 2 days of saying no, in 1 hour, they changed their decision and decided to indeed cover all the costs for the operation. Mm-hmm. So the little baby Renesmee was put back on the machines, trying to stabilize her. She was then moved to Sunninghill Hospital. They are now, they put her in an induced coma and they are feeding her. And when she gets to 2.5 kilograms, she will go in for this life-saving operation. But literally, because of the good things Guy Reed is, I get a lump in my throat. A life was saved.
You know what? Your readers and our listeners are the best people in the whole world because nothing is too much and nothing is too big. And as soon as there is an opportunity to help, however that is, whether that is money, a tweet, a Facebook share, a sign a petition, people are willing to do that. And I think like never before we've come together. And that's the most incredible story. You see what we can do when we come together. It's amazing.
Yeah, but this is what I'm talking about, the heroes, right? By just sharing a story, you've become a hero. And I know, Danny, you got a voice note somewhere on your phone. Mm-hmm. Of me completely chunking into into a voice note thanking you for using your platform to do good, because through your listeners as well, thousands of people have been fed during this time. Thousands.
But that, yeah. And you sent me that voice note and made me cry. So just figured to go back.
You and I just stopped on it. What a joke. We need to man up.
Man, this is not the time for manning up. This is the time for feeling the feelings. But so, friend sent me a message. We spoke about, I think was, what was it that we were talking about at that stage? It has spa, giving back, right?
No. We were talking about Operation Hunger. At the time, you were featuring them almost daily that you were talking about Operation Hunger. And Operation Hunger had sent me an email saying that through both Jacaranda and the Good Things Guy platform, they had received the most amount of donations that had come through. Plus, they'd received the most amount of people inquiring for assistance. So not only were people helping by putting in money, but at the same time, people had heard of them and were able to contact them to get food parcels.
To get food. This is the reason we're put on this earth, Brent, to just help share a good story. And you get to do this every day. And one of the stories, I want to talk about this volunteer-run feeding program that you were talking about. How many people are they feeding currently?
Well, I mean, the amount of food, that they used to feed like 60 people a week, 60. Yeah. And during COVID-19, as lockdown started, the operation has just, I don't even know, you can't say quadrupled. It is gone so big that they now have a warehouse where they're housing and cooking and producing the food to share. And they're called Ladles of Love, and they're based down in Cape Town. But the great story here is how they have just grown leaps and bounds to look after the people that are the most vulnerable in our society. Since the start of lockdown, they've provided 150,000 cooked meals, over 500,000 sandwiches, 100,000 boiled eggs, and 110 tons of fresh produce to 77 charities in the Western Cape, feeding all these people that have been affected by COVID-19. Their plan and what they're moving to now is to feed over 1 million people. They want to help 1 million people get food during this time.
That is absolutely incredible. 100,000 boiled eggs.
I mean, I can't even picture what that would look like.
No.
That is a lot of food, a lot of food. Okay. But yeah, Ladles of Love have done amazing work for many years. They are volunteer run, which means they aren't actually an NGO. They are becoming that now. But a whole bunch of volunteers just really getting stuck in and helping the hungry South Africans. And I mean, you see it on the news every day. There are so many hungry South Africans.
Okay, so I'm not in Cape Town, and obviously Ladles of Love need to get the food from somewhere. How do we get involved? What can we do to help?
So the easiest way is to either visit ladlesoflove.org.za, or you can visit their new website called ctloved.co.za. But here's a call to action for all the listeners. We might not be in Cape Town, you know, we're listening in from Joburg.
Yeah.
And there are also hungry people here.
Yes.
So this is a great inspiration to get involved in your own community and find out about close charities that are in your area that you can get stuck in. And it doesn't have to be money. It could be just sharing their story that helps someone else get involved.
You know, this is exactly, I think, the theme of the show this evening is a share could help someone's life change.
Wow. That sounds so ridiculous, but it's true.
But it is true. And I mean, people have always said, oh, what is a share going to do? Like, how is my little share going to do anything? Look what it's done so far, you know? The whole world is coming together and sharing. So head over to goodthingsguy.com, give that post a share, and help change a life.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Give us another good news story, Brendan. The cue, your choice this time.
Okay. So what I wanted to share this story specifically is because yesterday I had a really bad day. My Sunday wasn't great.
Okay.
I spent almost the entire day with my mom on Zoom. And I just, you know, I just spent time with her, hanging out, talking absolute BS. We watched a show together.
Are you serious?
I just kept the Zoom on. And I miss her so, so, so much. So, yes, now I'm getting tearful again. But I lost my dad 10 years ago to malaria.
Yeah.
And it was so sudden and it was horribly tragic. He was here one day and he was gone the next. And I think losing him in that way made me realize how valuable time is with people we love, how every moment, every hug and every I love you is so flipping important.
Yeah.
And what in the last 10 years, you know, my mom is all I have left. She is my parent. She's my person.
Yeah.
And usually I see her twice a week for dinner or for lunch or just to hang out. And it's been 11 weeks since I've been able to hug my mom, which is really sad. It made me very heart sore yesterday. So spending the day with her on Zoom was lovely. But at the same time, it made me very sad. And I think that's the other side of this trauma that we faced during COVID-19 is the loss of human touch and human interaction. Then this morning, I get this video that's trending on social media from the United Kingdom, where a man has used a shower curtain and he's retrofitted these arms that go into holes, and he's created a cuddle curtain so that he can hug his grandmother safely without spreading any COVID-19.
What?
I watched the video and I cried. I actually just cried. It's the most beautiful, beautiful thing to see. He missed his gran so much, but he wanted to keep her as safe as possible. So he created something called a cuddle curtain out of a shower curtain. Danny, you are going to cry when you watch this video.
No, I need to watch this. Is it on Good Things Guy? I need this.
It's on Good Things Guy, and it'll leave you blubbering. I think the granny needed the hug way more. It's just really beautiful.
I need my mom and I need a cuddle curtain. Friends, while we're on this though, we often talk about our moms and we often shout out to them. How is our Good Things mom doing? Is she okay? Like, is she good?
She's really good. She thinks that I'm absolutely mad. She's like, you lived in America for 2 years. We didn't see each other for 2 years and we were fine. Like 11 weeks is okay. And hopefully by level 3, we'll be able to see each other. So she's doing really, really good. She obviously, her work has still continued. She's an accountant. So she's been working from home and she's taken up a lot of gardening. She actually changed her Facebook profile to a lemon, which I thought was quite funny, but it's because her lemon tree has started sprouting lemons. So she's doing really well. And I hope that she is listening tonight, because I just want to tell her that I love her. And I hope that all the listeners, can feel a bit of love for their parents tonight as well, whether they're here or not.
For sure. 100%. And go and make a cuddle curtain. I mean,
I'm going to go make a cuddle curtain so that I can go hug my mom. How's Sandy mom doing?
Sandy mom is living her best life. I mean, she is enjoying the space from her children. And
oh dear. You see how different it is. Like, I'm all emotional. I want to see my mom. My mom's also just fine. She's like super chill, having a great time.
Oh no, my mom is really okay. She misses, so my brother is the Kim. I think I've told you this before. Every family has a Kim, a Courtney, and a Chloe. My brother is the Kim, and Kim is in the Seychelles. So she's fine because she can't miss him any more than she already has. And she really, he is the favorite. Like, I don't say that like I need any kind of therapy. But you know what I'm saying? So we're okay with it. And we're okay with her not needing us as much. But I am just like you, Brent. I miss her. And sometimes I just need my mother.
Yeah, and this is why we need a cuddle curtain in our lives. I'm going to make a cuddle curtain this week.
Can I come cuddle you with a cuddle curtain? Because I think if I took that to Sandy Mom's house, she would probably not open the gate for me. She would be like, Danny, no, it's a hard no.
Yes, I'm going to make a cuddle curtain and I'll come to your house and I'll give you a big cuddle through the cuddle curtain.
Oh my gosh. And then we could like maybe sit in our cars and just like see each other. That would be great. I don't know if we're allowed to do that, but that would be great.
I don't know what we're allowed to do or what we're not allowed to do. I just know that I'm missing human interaction quite badly. It's the funniest thing. I started the show by saying that I did a 10-kilometer run yesterday. I have never said good morning and hello to more people in my life. I just miss that interaction. It is so funny.
I think people in my neighborhood think that I'm on something because it's like 6 o'clock in the morning and I'm running around my neighborhood going, morning, hi, how are you? And obviously like other people are kind of just head down and running. And here I am and I'm like, oh my God, hello person. I love you so much. Are you okay? How are you?
morning. I love it.
It's so funny. Okay. Last good things story that I want to talk about. So, you know, I come from a group of musicians and DJs, a family of musicians and DJs. So on my family group this weekend, there was only one thing being discussed, and that was Max Harrell. And my uncle DJ Zandy was absolutely in love with the fact. He actually said, he is number one. I didn't realize he released it officially. My mom is now following him. My dad is now following him. My brother in the Seychelles now knows who he is and what it is. Can we just talk about him going to number one on iTunes, please?
It's mad. It's absolute madness. So I'd never heard of him before. And he popped out of nowhere. And all that he really did was he took that snippet from Dlamini Zuma's speech, where she said, when people zol, they put saliva on the paper, and then they share that zol. But even me saying that now, I can't say that in a sentence. I just want to sing it. The beat that he added to that was insane. It became an immediate hit. Minister Dlamini Zuma actually tweeted him and said, who is this Max Hurl fellow? We just need to talk. It's been the craziest story. excuse me, I'm busy choking on myself here. Been the craziest story. And the most beautiful part about it is that she had a chat with him and she encouraged him to continue doing his craft. She thought it was a beautiful song. And then on the same weekend, it hit number one on iTunes. Where have you ever?
I love him. I love the song. I also can't believe that. I mean, look, if you think of it, it's a cool song, but it's also quite a silly song, right? I mean, it's a laugh.
Very silly song.
And it's number one everywhere and everyone's talking about it. And it's just because he took a moment and made us laugh about something that we all were really upset about. Like,
I think that's the thing. You've hit the nail on the head. This thing that we're going through is traumatic on so many different levels. And I think, I'm not a smoker, but I think for smokers, hearing that news that there was a turnaround on the decision was incredibly, incredibly upsetting. You know, you're not going to get your fix of your stress reliever or whatever that is. And then all of a sudden, they took the exact words and put it into a really cool beat. And we all laughed about it. And then we were all dancing to it. And I'm sure one day when the clubs open again, this is going to be a big hit at Billy the Bums.
One day when we're allowed out of our houses again, Brendan DeQue.
I'm excited for that day. I'm excited.
Even me. Okay, Brent. So all of this and more on goodthingsguy.com. Follow him on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. He only spreads good news. And also he does that on his podcast on Jack Pod. So last week's podcast was a massive, massive success. All your podcasts are great, but last week I think you've moved into the time of COVID now and you're helping small businesses rethink, I think, and a lot of us like brands rethink about our branding and how we're going to do it with the guys that you're speaking to. What are we doing this week? Tomorrow morning, Hopper 7.
So actually, there's no podcast coming out tomorrow morning at Hopper 7. My interview with a person was cancelled. It was postponed for Friday. Just a little bit of a craziness. So I'm hoping to get them recorded either today or tomorrow. And when I've got that sorted, then I will be able to share that. So it's unfortunately tomorrow's, you're gonna have to go catch up on an old episode.
But that is exactly what I was gonna say. What is wrong with you? Go and listen to some old episodes, and they're not old because I mean Brent does them every single week, but he speaks to the most incredible people. You can learn from the CEO of Gumtree. You can learn from the CEO of cars.co.za. You know, there are amazing, Brent speaks to doctors on the front line. You can go listen to a podcast with Reach for a Dream, even in lockdown, still changing lives. Really, really incredible podcast. And I think definitely something that you can put on, listen to while you're doing the ironing or the washing or whatever it is that you're doing to keep yourself feeling okay and normal in this time.
Thank you for that. I like to keep it interesting and fresh, and I love, especially now, we need some advice. I think a lot of people are going through different challenges with businesses, or, you know, when I spoke to the doctors, it was insightful to know what was going on behind the scenes in the hospitals. Yeah. So if you can get a little bit of information from that and sort of learn a little bit, last week was all about Gumtree and how there are 17 different items in our households that you could sell right now and make a bit of extra cash.
What are they, Brent? Oh, I'll go listen. Sorry. You always have a little bit more cash when Take A Lot opens everything for sale. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yes.
Okay, Brent Lindeke, I'm going to let you go and spread some good news. I'll chat to you again next week, Monday. One last thing, though.
I just want to wish all your listeners only good things.